What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. I know it's been a minute. Schedule's just gotten crazy. And I'm also at the point, we're kind of at the point of the regular season where it's like, you've seen a ton of massive, massive spreads. Motivation is not necessarily there for some teams. Some teams have, young guys that they want to develop, but then like some nights they're okay and some nights they're just pitiful. And it's like, it's very, very hard at this point of the year to consistently, at least for me, I think, get solid reads. But at the same time, the playoffs are coming up, and I know it's been a minute, and so I just want to get through a massive, massive slate today. I know it's a little bit late, but it honestly helps me and kind of gets me locked in for the playoffs as well. So we'll do our best. There are going to be some games where it's like, dude, I got nothing for you, but we'll do our best. All in all, I think we're up 15 or so units on the year. I would love to be up a little bit more, but hey, profit is profit. And you know, in my eyes, I can't be too mad at it. All right, first game of the day, Sixers and Pistons. Still got a bunch of news up in the air. In this one, you got Maxi questionable, Lowry questionable, Tobias questionable, Joel Embiid questionable, D'Anthony Melton questionable, Cade Cunningham questionable. Spread sitting at 15.5. I don't really know how you are supposed to bet this one. If everyone's in and good to go, you go Sixers. But again, 15.5 is huge, and this thing could be, 17, 18-point game with 3 minutes left. Nick Nurse says, all right, get the big fella out of there. And then the Pistons cover, right? So this is what I mean. Those type of spreads, these type of spreads are just, I have no interest in them. And you've got two more of them early as well with the Mavs in Charlotte. Charlotte played pretty well against OKC. Trey Mann against his old team. It's just like the Hornets are another team where you have this example of a team that is clearly not good. They fired their coach. And you look, they've lost by 14 to cover a 14.5 point spread at home against Boston. Still covered. They lose then as a favorite at home against Portland. Then they beat Orlando at home, right? And then they play OKC tough, right? So even the good teams where it's like, you're really good, but you've had a good season, but you kind of in general know where you're going to be. You know you can kind of sleepwalk and beat a team and handle them, and that's that, right? And so you have this 13-point spread, and you might be like, oh, well, then go Charlotte. But then it's like on any given night, a team like Charlotte could get destroyed by Dallas, right? And so these are really, really tough. And it's the same thing with Indiana and Toronto tonight as well. I would lean Toronto. They got RJ Barrett back. They beat Washington at home. They beat Milwaukee on the road. They've won two in a row. And you have, RJ and Quickly back, which really very much helps this team, although I do think Quickly is out tonight. But you have a Pacers team battling for position. So you just, again, two teams on the opposite ends of the spectrum where you got one. Really, honestly, if you ask the front office and they had to answer truthfully, they want to lose. They want to lose and better their pick. And meanwhile, Indiana's fighting for everything right now. So I get why it's 13. This implies about a 16-point difference. But, I mean, again, things get really wonky at the end of the year. I'm going to pass. And just to be honest, I'm probably going to pass on everything today, but we're still going to do our best to talk through it. We got Boston and Milwaukee. Milwaukee, what the fuck is going on? Again, I've taken a little bit of a break, so I don't really know the extent or to why they've been as bad as they've been. But it is shocking. If you look in the month of April, lost in Washington to the Wizards, lost at, like, you cannot make this up, lost at home to the Grizzlies by 10, lost at home to the Raptors. That is an insane stretch. The Wizards, Grizzlies, and Raptors all at home, and then you lose to the Knicks. You would be like, well, why the fuck are they favored today against the best team in the league? Well, no Horford, no Porzingis. I mean, Boston is still a good team no matter what. And they are one of these few teams where no matter – it doesn't seem – I mean, they've got 62 wins, but it's like no matter who they seem to play, no matter who it is, no matter who's in of the lineup, out of the lineup, Boston shows up. It just feels trappy because the books know everyone's going to be on Boston, and they're fine taking in all that money with Boston as a dog. And again, I do think as a capper, you have to do your best to avoid overthinking. Be right, like you. There are many, many times where as a capper you can overthink, right? Like, oh, this can't be this. This can't be that. And I think if you overthink, it's going to hurt you in the long run. But I, at the same time, like, there's a reason the books have the Milwaukee as a 2-point favorite today. They are. This is a game that, yeah, they should be taking every game seriously. But like, this is a game that I think matters a little bit more to them. They want to stop the streak. You've got Boston missing their 2 fives. Yeah, you get Cornette in there, but he's just not the same. So, again, if I'm betting this, I go Boston. But, I mean, that line being what it is it's sketchy. It's sketchy for sure. Next game, Miami and Atlanta. Atlanta been without Trae Young and honestly have been okay. Like, I don't know. They're a really weird team to figure out. It's like when they play well, they almost hang with anyone, right? Like, you know, the Boston, they beat Boston back to back at home, which was crazy. But then when they play poorly, it's really bad. So they go to Dallas, lose and don't cover, go to Denver and get thrashed by 30 plus. I would expect them to fight today and bounce back after that terrible game. And Miami's a really tough team to figure out too. Oh no, I would definitely lean Atlanta today plus the 4. They're just like a very average basketball team that shows up usually, and Miami has been a little bit up and down. I would lean Atlanta here today, getting 4 points at home after getting blown out by 40 plus. Next game, Knicks and Bulls. I've got nothing here. Knicks fighting, playing good basketball off a win in Milwaukee. OG Anunoby is back, hopefully, for now. He's been dealing with some elbow stuff, was out for a while, came back, and then was out again, and now he's back again. He's huge for this team, bro. Just one, the defense is irreplaceable. It's just absolutely irreplaceable. And then obviously this isn't a guy that you know, you're not going to him for offense, but he's a guy who's a good slasher, good floor spacer to, and definitely helps you win basketball games. So, I think 5's fair. This Knicks team again is a lot better, but Chicago's coming off a loss against Orlando. They generally respond well off of losses. Did just beat New York at home. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. All right, next, Wizards and Timberwolves. Again, 17-point spread. Just zero interest. Zero interest. Like, no, not doing it. Spurs and Grizzlies. We've got these Spurs coming in pretty healthy. No Keldon Johnson. Grizzlies coming in not healthy. No Laravia, no Stevens, no Santi, no Bain, no Jaren, no Kennard, no Conchar, no Smart, no Watanabe, no Vince Williams. You're going with the G League Grizz today. Scottie Pippen, Jordan Godwin, Timmy Allen. I know almost every NBA player. I have no idea who the fuck Timmy Allen is. That sounds made up. I would lean Spurs, man. I would lean Spurs. Spurs are playing decent basketball. I mean, you look, they're at least hanging with good teams, right? Losing in Denver by 5, beat New Orleans on the road, losing overtime to Philly, lose barely to Golden State, beat the Knicks at home, beat the Jazz on the road. Like, they're playing good enough basketball. I would lean San Antonio here today. It's just like, this Grizzlies team is really tough to figure out because they generally play well. They play up and above what their talent level suggests, right? So they beat the Pistons by almost 20. They go into Milwaukee and beat Milwaukee. They won 3 in a row before they lost their last one. So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely lean the Spurs today. But it seems like whenever you get, like, the Spurs are good. Like, okay, the Spurs are not good, but the Spurs are a decent basketball team. But it seems like every time they get into a situation where they're favored, that's when they kind of fall off. So that's where I'm at on that one. We'll go Orlando and Houston. So Houston made that big push, right? That big push. To get kind of back all the way into the mix of things, and then they've kind of fallen off of it, and then since that moment they haven't looked you know, quite the same that they did during that run. Now, they did kind of come back last game. They ended up losing by 11, but like forced OT and were really a Jabari Smith free throw away from winning that game, or at least, you know, being up four with however many seconds. Yeah, probably winning that game. And they've lost four in a row, but all against good teams. You get them now today at home against Orlando, where they've been pretty damn good at home all year. Orlando's fighting, right? Orlando is very much in the mix for a potentially even a two seed. And I think they realize that as well. They're, again, they'll slip up here and there like they did against Charlotte, but they just beat Chicago at home. I like Orlando here today, but again, I have not watched the Rockets a ton lately. And the Rockets are still playing all their guys despite being out of the mix at this point. So, yeah, for me, I do lean Orlando here. Franz Wagner is questionable. Jonathan Isaac is questionable. Both those guys are pretty important to this team. I'm going to stay away from this one, but I do lean Orlando. Next game, Kings and Thunder. SGA is back after missing some time. I believe, let's see how many games SGA has missed. He's missed a decent amount of time, bro. Okay, so he hasn't played since the Knicks game on March 31st. So it's been about a week. Generally, when a star player gets reintegrated, there's a little bit of a lull, right? There's a tiny bit of a lull. And a guy like SGA, you know, there is it's a large usage role. It's a large usage role. So I don't know. Like, I like the Kings here today. The Thunder are definitely a better team than the Kings, but the Kings are very much battling right now for position. Right now, I believe the 8 seed, but could easily fall to 9. And they have it the toughest remaining schedule with the Pelicans, Suns, and Blazers or whatever. But, like, yeah, I would lean the Kings here today. Just because you have a OKC team that's reintegrating their star. And again, it's only been a week and it's not the biggest deal. But I'd rather get the points here today, but I'm probably going to stay away. Next game, Nuggets Jazz, nothing, 14 on the road. I would lean, if I'm playing anything, it's the Nuggets. But again, would it shock me at all if the Nuggets came into this one just kind of sleepwalking, knowing they can really, to be honest, dick around and win this game? No, wouldn't shock me at all. And you see, like, last game is kind of like not the blueprint necessarily, but you saw the Jazz going to Golden State down 10 to 20 the whole game. Never really in doubt. The result never really in doubt, but the spread, right, like hanging there, like Warriors were up 22 in the third, you know, high teens in the fourth, and they win by 8. So, especially at home, yes, Denver is definitely better than the Golden State Warriors, but I'll pass. Clippers and Suns. Clippers missing Kawhi. James Harden questionable. Don't think he ends up playing. Both these teams fighting for position as well, too. Clippers have not been good post-All-Star break, or maybe they were a little bit – I'd say overall they have not been as good as they were pre-All-Star break, but finding it a little bit recently, beating Denver at home – Utah at home is a no-brainer, and then Cleveland at home with a big, big comeback. Going to Phoenix, who have been playing better basketball lately off of a loss, yeah, stay away at 8.5. Nothing. Warriors-Lakers is the game of the day, game where you couldn't draw up really a game that could matter more to both teams. Warriors sitting 8, or Warriors sitting 10, Lakers sitting 9. Really, this game probably decides who's 9, who's 10. Winner could move up to 8, honestly, but likely this is going to be, you know, the 9-10 game, and having home court advantage would be huge. So, I lean Lakers slightly, but Warriors playing good basketball of late, too. Both these teams playing pretty good basketball of late. This is going to be a toss-up game. Warriors were the better team when they last matched up. Could see the Lakers getting their revenge here today. I'm going to stay away. Last game of the day, Pelicans, Blazers, Pelicans minus 13.5 point favorites. Nothing there. So yeah, I know this wasn't the deepest of analysis. I get plenty of games you stay away from. If I had to bet something today, it's Boston plus the 2. Again, though, it is really, really odd that the books are making this Boston plus 2. Boston has a dog. Yes, I know Horford's out. Yes, I know Porzingis is out. Shouldn't really, like, it matters, but does it with the way, like, how are you going to lose to the Wizards, Raps, and Grizzlies? And then just go out there and beat the Celtics. But it wouldn't shock me at this point. Anyways, I appreciate you guys. Good luck to whatever it is that you end up playing today. And we will get into a rhythm for the playoffs and get this thing going. Appreciate y'all. Peace.